Ah, so this is a different beast, because I remember the beast you came out in was not a full-size SUV like the Expedition, which is their big model, the biggest model they make. And I've driven, Joe's father's got a Yukon XL Denali fully loaded. He doesn't have the new Dark Edition or Midnight Edition, whatever it's called, which is a step up from the Denali. But he loves that, and he's a former Cadillac employee, and he likes the ride of the Denali better than he did the Escalades. So when he gets his, you know, vehicle every 2 years on the house, so to speak, or whatever his discount is, being a former employee, he gets the Denali. And then the other person I know who's got a big SUV, he's got the Suburban and an LT with all the bells and whistles in it. And both vehicles have that, you know, hands-off steering thing, which I don't trust when I do the driving on road trips. And, yeah, even those vehicles, I mean, the biggest vehicle I usually get from Enterprise would be an Explorer. And anything bigger than that, I just could not see myself in. So if I do break down, I am able to get a car, and doctors allow me to clear me to drive on a regular basis and drive great distances like everybody else does to and from work or whatever the case may be. I would probably go with a Ford Edge because I've rented a lot of Ford Edges, and I have a shoulder issue, wide shoulders, and an Edge fits me pretty well. So that would be that size of a vehicle, that choice. Arpet.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if I remember correctly, the Ford sales lady, I believe she mentioned that they're going to be discontinuing the Edge. I'm 99% sure of that. Also, when the next time it comes around, you'll have to let me know what your antenna plan. I know you said you're going to put something out on the balcony, but you never really said what exactly. So when it comes back around, you can let us know about that. And Sean, I did actually try an Expedition before the F-150, just to check it out. And believe it or not, it was a little bit cramped for me. And once I got in the F-150, I was at home. It's just like there was so much room for me around the driver's compartment that it's what I had to go with. W-8-2-W-8-2.